Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with JIS Midday News for Thursday, December 22. Coming up, access to financing made easier for MSMEs, photocopy machines donated to parish courts, and Browns Hall primary expansion project to get underway in short order. The news in detail after this message.
Do not post your location on social media. Predators are always seeking potential victims online.
Always walk in groups. If you happen to be walking alone and suspect you're being followed, make an alarm or go into a crowded area to get help.
And parents, ensure you have a recent photograph of your child to assist the public in identifying him or her should your child become missing. And remember, under the ANAND alert system, every missing child should be reported immediately to the police or the Office of the Children's Registry.
Now the news. The Ministry of Finance has introduced another initiative geared towards increasing access to financing for micro, small and medium-sized enterprises. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says a policy action has been implemented to reduce the capital requirement for loans provided to MSMEs guaranteed by the Development Bank of Jamaica, the DBJ. Mr. Shaw says the Bank of Jamaica, in its supervisory role, has approved a reduced risk weighting for loans guaranteed by the DBJ's Credit Enhancement Fund through approved lending institutions.
The application of the reduced risk weighting to DBJ's Credit Enhancement Fund and backed guarantee should incentivize lending to more small and medium enterprises, enabling them to access increased levels of financing while enabling lenders to accept non-traditional forms of collateral.
The finance minister reiterates that growing the MSME sector is critical to the government's growth strategy, adding that this latest initiative is part of a raft of measures to achieve this objective. Work is set to begin on the $49 million expansion of the Browns Hall Primary School in St. Catherine to create much-needed space for the more than 350 students at the institution. Under the project, financed by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, 12 new classrooms will be constructed, as well as a multipurpose court, kitchen and tuck shop, paved driveway and disability access ramps. A new perimeter fence will also be erected. Member of Parliament for West Central, St. Catherine, and Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the success of the project depends largely on the contribution from the residents of the community.
When the project is completed, the onus is going to be on us in the community to make sure it is protected and that it serves the purpose for which it was constructed.
The 80-year-old school was built in 1936, and the upgrading work will enable the institution to meet the operational standards of the Ministry of Education and better serve the community. The ability of parish courts to conduct committal proceedings has been improved with a donation of 14 new photocopy machines by the United States government. The machines, valued at $33 million, were handed over to the Justice Ministry by representatives of international narcotics and law enforcement within the United States Embassy.
These photocopiers that have been provided will be the main workstations to ensure that the papers, the dockets, are ready when they get to circuit. We intend that these photocopiers will last some time, and we hope that they will be maintained and be regularly serviced, at least every 3 months, so we can get years of service.
Justice Minister Delroy Chuck. Mr. Chuck, who was speaking at a recent handing over ceremony at the ministry's Constant Spring Road office, noted that most cases coming from preliminary inquiries to the circuit courts will be dealt with by paper. He adds that the ministry will work towards achieving a paperless court system in the near future. Meanwhile, as part of larger efforts to increase efficiency in the court system, Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck says audiovisual equipment will be installed in several courts in short order. The aim, he says, is to have at least 70 courts completely outfitted with the equipment by the end of next year.
At least 11 courts have actually been equipped already, including the Supreme Courts, and I think one court in St. James and one in Halfway Tree.
The instruments are to be provided by the governments of the United States, Canada and the United Kingdom, as well as the European Union. The minister notes that he is grateful for the partnerships which will help to fuel greater efficiency in the court system. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.